乱。
弟兄姊妹平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
刚才忍不住听完诗班的献诗之后呢，就站起来了。
After hearing our worship team, I couldn't help myself but had to stand up.
我不晓得你们的感受如何。
I'm not sure how all of us are feeling right now.
那在主耶稣他即将要上十字架之前，他跟门徒怎么说？
When Jesus Christ was about to be on the cross, he told his disciples.
他提示了门徒，他即将三日从死里复活这样的信息。他说这样的信息呢，连石头呢都要呼叫起来。
He reminded his disciples that he would be in the grave for 3 days but would be resurrected afterwards, and this hopeful message would make even the rocks cry out.
所以让我们一起哈利路亚好吗？
So let us all praise hallelujah.
感谢主，他已经从死里复活了。
Thank the Lord, Christ Jesus has been risen from the dead.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us open with prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
在你的眼中，
In your eyes,
我们是如此的美丽和宝贵。
We are so beautiful and so precious.
充满了盼望，
And filled with hope.
因为你是我们的盼望。
Because you are our hope.
今天你召聚我们来这里。
Today you called us to gather here.
求你赐下智慧和启示的灵，
please give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation,
好叫我们真认识你，
so that we may truly know you,
并照明我们心中的眼睛，
and enlighten the eyes of our hearts,
使我们知道你对教会的恩召有何等的指望，
that we may know the hope to which you have called us, your church.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名，
in Jesus' name.
再一次跟所有无论是在家里敬拜的或是在现场的弟兄姊妹，主日复活复活主日，哈利路亚平安。
Again, we share this message of Christ being risen from the dead on this glorious Easter Sunday, to all our brothers and sisters who are in here with us in person, and all of our brothers and sisters online. Hallelujah, peace be with you.
今天真是一个欢喜快乐的日子。
Today is a day of rejoicing.
因为主耶稣已经从死里复活了。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ has been risen from the dead.
为我们带来永活的盼望。
And brought us the hope of eternal life.
同时，今天也是一个感恩的日子。
And today is also a day of thanksgiving.
因为在我们当中呢，有 Cyrus 跟 Kiana 一起呢，在与我们一同跟随主耶稣，接受这位救主，成为他们的救主。
As we have our brother and sister Silas and Kiana, who have made the decision to follow the Lord and to accept Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and Lord of their lives.
荣耀归给主。
Hallelujah. May God bless
you. 弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到基督从死里复活，不晓得在你的脑海里面你想到什么？
Brothers and sisters, when we speak of Jesus' resurrection from the dead, what comes to your mind?
空坟墓。
Is it an empty grave?
疑惑。
Is it a sense of confusion?
喜乐。
Or of joy?
光明。
Or of brightness?
还是能力。
Or power?
等等等等，都很好。
These are all good.
那么我们今天要专注在讲盼望。
Whereas today we will focus on hope.
基督的信仰呢，他的盼望焦点不是在个人心中的情绪。
The hope that Christian faith brings is not really about our state of mind.
不是叫人快 一点，或是乐观一点，因为有希望，不是。
It's not about calling us to be happy or be optimistic.
那其实呢，是跟在历史上一个真实有关的事件，就是耶稣基督从死里复活。
Rather, the Christian hope is rooted in a real historical event, which is the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
彼得就告诉我们了。
As Peter tells us,
他说啊，父神承造自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Our God and Father has, by His great mercy, given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
所以我们说，人活在这个世上呢，没有指望，因为没有神。
We say that the world lives without hope because it has no God.
世人不是没有希望。
Of course, people have many wishes.
啊，希望世界会更好。
We wish that the world would be a better place.
但是我们看到新闻报道的一些新闻啊，许多恐怖的事情，让人觉得对人性的这种失控，往往感到震惊。
But we know that's not really the case from all the news reports we've been seeing. We've heard of so many terrible things that make us shudder at human nature gone out of control.
啊，无论是在中东。在北美，甚至在亚洲
，whether in the Middle East, in North America, or in Asia，
那前不久呢，谷歌哈，在美国 Silicon Valley 有一个一个清华这个很优秀的夫妻的这种悲剧甚至呢，在中国一个中学这种的霸凌的事件。
So just to name a few examples, we have the recent tragedy of the Tsinghua alumni and Google engineer couple in Silicon Valley, and also the brutal bullying and murder of a 13-year-old schoolboy in Handan, a city in China.
世人可能希望明天天气会好，结果下雨了，因为天气很难预测。
We may wish that we could have clear weather the next day, but it ends up raining. As we know, the weather can be quite unpredictable.
那希望自己不会得癌症希望得到很好的工作等等的。
We may wish that we won't get cancer, and we may also wish that we could find a better job.
希望是不确定的。
All this wishing implies uncertainty.
但是在圣经里面告诉我们，这一个的盼望 ，elpis hope， 跟希望 wish 是不同的。
But the biblical hope.Or elpis in Greek is different from wishful hope.
那 elpis 是不改变的，是绝对肯定可信的。
Elpis is steadfast. It is an expectation of what is sure or certain.
那只有上帝从过去、从今天、从永永远远，他不改变，他的话也不改变，在他没有转动的影儿。
Only our Lord is the same yesterday and today and forevermore.His every word proves true.
基督徒的盼望是灵魂的锚。好，希伯来书作者说得好，他说我们有这指望，如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，且通入幔内。
The hope of Christians is the anchor of our souls. As Hebrews says, we have this as a firm and secure anchor for the soul, a hope that enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain.
这幔内呢，就是神的同在。
The sanctuary behind the curtain is God's togetherness.
那我们说这个锚啊，是必须要沉到海底，然后勾住东西，然后让这个船可以稳住。
As we know, an anchor must be sunk to the bed of the ocean and secured so that it could hold the ship steady.
那一样的，基督徒的盼望呢，是当你在逆境中的时候能够稳住你，当狂风不断的在吹打你的时候呢，在那种情况底下呢，有一个锚可以稳住你。
Similarly, the hope we have as Christians stabilizes us in face of adversity.When the rushing winds beat non-stop against us and we're about to hit the rocks, we have an anchor that holds us steady.
那大卫呢？被称为合神心意的人。
Now David was called a man after God's own heart.
但是大卫的一生呢，有很多人际上的一种困境跟挑战。
Yet he encountered many challenges with interpersonal relationships throughout his life.
啊，例如说他的岳父扫罗要追杀他，他的儿子亚沙龙要叛变他，周围的人呢想要推翻他，等等等等的。
For example, his father-in-law Saul seeking to kill him, his son Absalom rebelling against him, and his people trying to overthrow him.
那大卫形容自己的那种情况，说到说好像是摇摇欲坠的墙，好像是要被推倒的篱笆。
So when David spoke of his situation, he described himself as a leaning wall, a tottering fence.
那基督徒也不免面对人际关系的冲突。
We Christians are not immune from interpersonal conflicts.
不过事实上，面对冲突正是灵性成长，甚至说灵性操练的一部分。
In fact, learning to handle these types of conflicts is part of our spiritual growth and spiritual discipline.
当困境波浪来临的时候，大卫说，我的心默默无声，专等候神，我的救恩从他而来。
When the waves of trouble rolled, David said, Truly my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation.
有一本书叫做 A Cry for Mercy.
In a book named A Cry for Mercy,
那它上面有一段话是这么说，主啊，要把心归给你实在好困难，因为在我们的内心生命好像长了一棵香蕉树，总是有一堆的猴子跑来跑去。
The author Henry Nouwen lamented, Lord, it is so hard for me to keep my heart directed to you, for our inner life is like a banana tree filled with monkeys jumping up and down.
这会不会是我们面对一些麻烦事情的时候我们的心理状况？
Doesn't that describe our mental state when we're faced with trouble?
遇到困境怎么可能不心乱如麻？
When faced with adversity, how can we not be flustered?
那大卫的祷告，他说到说要默默无声，好像感觉让人家一种反人性的感觉。
David's prayer, where he said, "My soul silently waits for God," seems to be so against our nature.
其实大卫是去上帝的面前求助了。
But really, he is coming before the Lord and seeking His help.
好像我们这个面对困境的时候、困难的时候、挑战的时候，我们会对自己说什么？
It is as if when we're facing challenges, difficulties, and trouble, what would we say to ourselves?
不要怕，不要怕，神是帮助我的，不要怕。
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. The Lord will help me.
但是知道不代表做得到哦。
But knowing this doesn't necessarily mean we can live it out.
我们的脑袋瓜跟我们的脚好像总是有这么一段的距离。
There always to be, always seems to be such a distance between our minds and our feet.
啊，诗人很诚实的说，唯独神是我的高台，我必不很动摇。
Now the poet very truthfully says, God is my defense, I shall not be greatly moved.
Greatly moved, 我的不是很动摇，意思是说，其实我还是会怕，我还是会动摇啦。我知道事情不会这么快就过去了，我也知道我的心不会这么快就平稳啦。
Now by shall not be greatly moved, the poet really is admitting that I would still be afraid.I would still be moved. This thing won't pass anytime soon, and I won't be able to cope with it all that quickly.
怎么办？你们会怎么办？
So what can we do?
继续祷告，继续仰望。这是神这是诗人给我们说的。
We have to keep praying and we have to keep seeking.
感谢主，到了第五节的时候，开始的有个翻转，有个转变了。
So thank the Lord. By verse 5, we see a transformation.
啊，诗人说，我的盼望是从他而来。
The poet declares, my hope is from him.
他说，我的盼望是从他而来。
He He says, "My hope is from him."
哎，弟兄姊妹，我们来注意这个盼望这个字。
Notice the word hope.
这个字的原文很稀奇的，在圣经里面有两处的翻译，非常的特别。
The original word for hope is quite marvelous.
值得我们来留意。
And deserves our attention.
就是在约书亚记里面，两处都在这边，第二章十八节到第二跟第二章的第二十一节。
We can find the original text in Joshua chapter 2, verses 18 and 21.
在那边盼望被翻译成绳子。
In Joshua, hope literally translates to cord.
啊，熟悉圣经的弟兄姊妹应该知道，这一段的背景就是当以色列人攻进这个迦南的这种耶利哥城的时候呢，他们呢看见拉合的家呢的窗户垂下了一条朱红色的一个的线的一个绳子。
For those of us who are familiar with the book of Joshua, we would know that this scripture is talking about when the Israelites took over Jericho. They saw the scarlet cord hanging from the window of Rahab's house.
那这个凭着这个记号呢，拉合的全家呢，蒙拯救了。
It was by this mark that Rahab and her entire family were redeemed.
所以，当我们回头看大卫，从头脑上知道救恩是从神而来，到心里里面抓到那个盼望，他知道神是他的盼望，他抓到这个盼望的绳子。
And so when we go back and look at David, we know that he not only understood God's redemption in his mind, but also he held onto this cord of hope in his spirit.
哇，这个盼望的绳子呢，就把他一直往上拉，往上拉，往上拉，然后他在一个属灵的高度看见所发生的事情的时候。
And this cord of hope kept pulling him up and up and up so that when he viewed everything that was happening to him from a higher spiritual ground,
大卫说我必不动摇。
He proclaimed, I shall not be moved.
从必不很动摇到必不动摇。
From shall not be greatly moved to I shall not be moved.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我不晓得今天你的境况如何。
I'm not sure what types of situations you're facing currently.
在面对未知的未知前途的恐惧里面。
When confronted with the fear of an unknown future.
无论是你的家庭。
Whether it be your family.
你的财务。
Or your belongings.
你的学业。
Or your studies,
你的甚至健康
or even your health.
你的光景是如何
What is your outlook?
我说，上帝已经从天上赐下这一条盼望的绳子。
We say that God has lowered from heaven this cord of hope.
他邀请你今天来抓住。
And today He invites you to grab onto it.
直到你的灵得了释放
，until your soul has been set free，
脱离阴间的绳索
，from the ropes of Sheol，
高升到神那里
，and rises up to God，
与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上
，and you are raised up together with Christ Jesus and seated with Him in the heavenly places。
前面我们看到。大卫看到的都是敌人。
Previously, all that David saw was his enemies.
哎，你知道吗？那个同事真过分哎。
You know, in our case, we may be saying, you know what, that coworker of mine is really unbearable.
哎，你知道吗？我那个老板，我那个妈真不像话哎。
Or my boss or my mom is just so ridiculous.
然后后面诗人不再谈他的困难了。
Later on, however, the poet no longer spoke of his difficulties.
他有了改变。
He had changed.
他开始邀请人来信靠神哦。
He started to invite us to trust in God.
啊，信上帝真好哦。
It is so good to trust in the Lord.
啊，虽然呢，我是一个将倒的墙，但是神是我坚固的磐石。
Though I am a leaning wall, the Lord is a solid rock.
啊，虽然呢，我身处在这个险恶的环境，这个险恶的世界，但神是我的避难所。
And though I live in a sinister world, God is my refuge.
本来是遭遇在人际上困难的这么一个人，现在起来呼召人来相信上帝，诗人的生命成熟了。
Well, he opened the psalm with the interpersonal challenges he was going through. The poet now calls upon us to trust in the Lord, and so we see that the poet has matured in life.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们要再次思想这个锚，灵魂的锚。锚呢，不仅在逆境中能够稳住你。
Let us now again think of the anchor for our souls. An anchor not only holds us steady in adversity.
锚呢，也可以在顺境当中能够保守你。
It also preserves us in prosperity.
不被这个世界的价值观，或是我们里面那种不顺服神的这一种的灵。或甚至是自我中心的这一种的私欲所牵引。
It keeps us from being drawn by the values of this world, the evil spirits who disobey God, or by our own self-centered desires.
是的，弟兄姊妹，所以这就是为什么保罗在以弗所书后面第二章以后呢，开始讲到一个主题，叫做圣洁。
And this is why Paul goes on to talk about holiness later in Ephesians.
啊，例如啊，圣洁的婚姻是怎么样呢？清洁的人际关系是怎么样呢？甚至呢，他呼吁信徒要穿戴属灵的全副军装，要对抗这个不圣洁的一个处境。
Such as what holy matrimony looks like and what pure moral relationships look like. And he also calls for believers to put on the full armor of God.
为什么呢？
And why is that?
因为如果人没有被这个盼望，这个不动摇的这个盼望所引导，往往他就会跟世界怎么样为友啊，活在一种自己感觉良好，哎，还不错啊，平安啊的这一种的光景的里面。
And why is that? Because if we aren't guided by this unwavering hope, we would likely become friends with the world and live feeling good about ourselves.
所以我们说，盼望所结的果子是圣洁，不是快乐。
And that's why we say that the fruit of hope is holiness, not happiness.
所以我们如果能够持定这个永活的盼望，我们就会对今天会有一个全新的看法，我们会认真的去在今天去过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
If we take hold of the living hope, we would gain a whole new perspective on life, and we would strive to live a life that pleases God.
啊，事实上，这一个盼望的工程是神自己发起的，自己开始的，也是他要完成的。
Indeed, God Himself initiated this project of hope.And will surely see to its completion.
那他呼召我们啊，包括今天要受洗的，他呼召我们一起来参与这份荣耀。
He calls all of us, including those of us who are getting baptized today, to take part in this glory.
啊，两千年前上帝实现了他的应许，叫耶稣从死里复活。
2,000 years ago, God fulfilled His covenant with the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
那今天我们就活在这个应许当中。
And today we are living in this covenant.
啊，有一天呢，神要亲自的把所有的应许给成就。
And we trust in God to complete the covenant when His time comes.
所以呢，今天上帝仍然在这个盼望工程里面动工。
So God is still working on His project of hope till this day.
所以我们都在当中，我们跟神一起为这个盼望的工程一起打造。
And we are all part of this project, and we are all working together with God.
啊，第十节说到呢，啊，他说到我们是他的诗歌。
Just as verse 10 tells us, we are God's poem.
啊 ，poema 这个希腊字呢，就是讲到说啊，神呢用他全部的智慧，他全部的心血，他全部的啊这个感情在我们的身上。
We are God's poema, the word in Greek. We are His work into which He devoted all of His wisdom.His heart and his soul.
啊，上一周哈，对不起，上周哈，上个月，我去探望一个老朋友。
Last month, I visited a friend of mine.
那么呢，他长期以来呢，他上帝呢啊，没有拿走他的难处，他的困难， 而且呢，似乎是有增无减。
For a long time, God has not taken away her suffering, and it seemed to be getting even worse.
她自己呢，身体是非常的衰残。她八十多岁，身体衰残。那她的孩子呢，也是非常多的问题。那先生呢，长期呢重病在床。先生曾经是一个长老，在教会有很好的服侍，但是现在生病呢在床。对不起，太长了。
Just to describe the situation of this sister, her body is really rapidly deteriorating. She is already more than 80 years old. Her child is going through a lot of issues, and also her husband is bedridden with illness.
对，她说，我去探望她的时候，她说虽然哈，我非常感动。她讲，她说虽然我看不到上帝的，也许她说也许我看不到上帝的应许成就。
When I visited the sister, she told me that even though she may not be able to see God's covenant fulfilled,
但是她说，我相信神，正按着神心中的纯正，他手中的巧妙，以及他说不尽的爱，动工在我身上，坐在我身上。
She believes that God is working in her with the integrity of his heart.The skillfulness of his hand and his love that is boundless and beyond words.
那时间差不多了，我就该走了。
And when it came time for me to leave,
但我要走的时候呢，他提了两个请求。
She asked me to do two things for her.
第一个
，The first,
帮他，他就指他的桌子哈，他帮就是我帮他穿那个针线啊，穿线。她要缝衣服，对。
Was to help her thread a needle as she wanted to sew.
对，这是可以理解的，因为眼睛看不清楚，手也会抖。
As her eyesight wasn't great anymore and her hands were unsteady.
虽然我也有老花眼，手也会抖。
Even though I don't have the greatest eyesight either, my hands are also shaky.
但是呢，哎，就是被啊，就是愿意啊，然后帮他这么一穿下去。
But I was willing to help her.
那我心里就很好奇，为什么她要缝这个衣服？现在很少人在缝衣服，就换一件新的就好了。我这里面好像没有。
And I was curious as to why she wanted to sew the vest.
原来是一件背心。
Yeah, it was a vest that she wanted to sew.
从外面看很好。
And it looked really nice.
原来它的里面是有破洞。
But there was actually a hole in the back.
就是她以前都会放东西在里面，有破洞。
She used to put stuff in that spot, and that's why there was a hole.
她就告诉我。
And she told me.
她因为现在行动不方便呢，只能在线上聚会，不能够像我们在来到教会实体。
Nowadays, her reduced mobility has confined her to attending church service online and can't join us anymore in person.
但每一次聚会，如果她穿上这件背心呢？他就会想到弟兄姊妹的关爱。
But every time when she's attending service, when she wears this vest, she still feels surrounded by the love of her brothers and sisters.
他就靠着这个背心，思念到弟兄姊妹对他的爱，教会对他的关心。
And this vest was a reminder for her of the love that her brothers and sisters have for her.And the care that the church has taken.
第二个呢，就是要我为她祷告。
And the second thing she asked me to do was to pray for her.
她愿意再抓住这个盼望的绳子，经历与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上的喜乐。
That she may once again hold on to this cord of hope and experience the joy of being raised up with Christ Jesus and seated with Him in heaven.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主是的，我们感谢你赐给我们教会。
Lord, indeed, thank you for giving us the church.
在地上属灵的家。
To serve as our spiritual home on earth.
愿你心中的纯正，手中的巧妙，说不尽的爱。
May your integrity of heart, skillful hand, and boundless love.
继续在主恩堂以及普世教会。
Continue to at Lord's Grace Church and the Universal Church.
谱出你美好的创造的诗歌，响彻云霄。
Compose your beautiful song of creation and let it echo through the heavens.
帮助你的教会常常抓住盼望的绳子。
Please help your church grab onto this cord of hope.
在你面前必不动摇
and remain unwavering before you.
叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。我们这样祷告，是奉靠耶稣基督宝贵得胜的名。
That we may be raised up and seated with Christ and share our inheritance in heaven. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.